Actionable job hacks for mastering job fair techniques can make your first job fair a success. If you're feeling nervous or unsure, don't worry. This article will guide you through everything from preparing your resume to crafting a killer elevator pitch. You'll learn smart networking strategies, tips for creating your personal brand, and how to dress to impress. By the end, you'll be ready to shine at the job fair and make connections that count. Let's dive in and help you stand out. Essential job fair tips for first-time attendees. How to prepare your resume for maximum impact. Preparing your resume for a job fair is crucial. You want it to shine like a diamond in a sea of stones. Here are some tips to make your resume stand out. 1. Tailor your resume. Adjust your resume for each job you're interested in. Highlight skills that match the job description. 2. Keep it simple. Use clear language and bullet points. Make it easy for employers to read. 3. Include relevant experience. Focus on jobs or projects that relate to the position you want. This shows your interest and capability. 4. Use action words. Start each bullet point with strong action verbs like achieved, managed, or created. 5. Proofread. Spelling mistakes can cost you a chance. Take time to check your resume for errors. Contact info. Make sure it's up to date and clear. Objective. Write a brief statement about your goals. Experience. List jobs in reverse order, most recent first. Education. Include your degree and school name. Skills. Highlight skills that match the job. Crafting the perfect elevator pitch. An elevator pitch is your chance to make a great first impression. It should be short, engaging, and memorable. Here's how to craft one that will grab attention. 1. Start with a hook. Begin with a statement or question that intrigues the listener. 2. Introduce yourself. Clearly say your name and what you do. 3. Share your skills. Briefly talk about your key skills and experiences. 4. End with a call to action. Invite them to ask questions or connect with you later. Tips for delivering your elevator pitch confidently. Delivering your pitch confidently can make all the difference. Here are some tips to help you shine. 1. Practice. Rehearse your pitch until it feels natural. The more you practice, the more comfortable you'll become. 2. Maintain eye contact. This shows you're engaged and confident. 3. Smile. A warm smile can put both you and the listener at ease. 4. Use a clear voice. Speak clearly and at a steady pace. Avoid mumbling or rushing through your words. 5. Be authentic. Let your personality shine through. People connect with real, genuine individuals. Networking strategies to make lasting connections. Building your personal brand at job fairs. When you step into a job fair, first impressions matter. You want to stand out, and that's where your personal brand comes into play. Think of your brand as your business card. It should reflect who you are and what you stand for. Here's how to build it. 1. Dress for success. Wear clothes that make you feel confident. Choose outfits that fit the job you want. 2. Elevator pitch. Prepare a short, engaging introduction about yourself. Keep it simple and clear. Practice until it feels natural. 3. Bring value. Know what you can offer. Think about your skills and how they can help potential employers. Share your experiences and successes. 4. Be approachable. Smile and make eye contact. Show enthusiasm when talking to others. This makes people want to connect with you. Effective follow-up emails after the event. After the job fair, don't just sit back and relax. Following up is key to keeping those connections alive. Here's how to craft a follow-up email that grabs attention. 1. Subject line. Make it catchy but clear. For example, great meeting you at event name. 2. Personal touch. Mention something specific from your conversation. This shows you are listening and care about the connection. 3. Express gratitude. Thank them for their time and insights. A little appreciation goes a long way. 4. Call to action. Invite them to connect on LinkedIn or suggest a coffee chat to discuss opportunities further. The importance of timely follow-ups for networking. Timing is everything. If you wait too long to follow up, you risk being forgotten. Here's why acting fast matters. 1. Staying fresh in their mind. A quick follow-up keeps you at the top of their thoughts. People are busy, and your email will stand out if sent soon after the event. 2. Building trust. Timely communication shows you're professional and serious about your career. 3. Creating opportunities. The sooner you follow up, the quicker you may find new job leads or collaborations. Key points. Stay fresh. Keeps you memorable. Build trust. Shows professionalism. Create opportunities. opens doors for new connections. Professional wardrobe advice for job fair success. Dressing for success. What to wear when you're heading to a job fair? Dressing for success is key. You want to make a strong impression, and your outfit plays a huge role in that. Here are some tips to help you choose the right attire. 1. Business casual, a smart choice for many job fairs. Think slacks or a knee-length skirt paired with a nice blouse or button-up shirt. 2. Colors matter. Stick to neutral colors like navy, black, or gray. These shades convey professionalism and confidence. 3. Comfort is key. Wear something that feels good. If you're uncomfortable, it'll show in your body language. 4. Footwear. Choose closed-toe shoes. They should be stylish yet comfortable enough to walk around in. Outfit component. Recommended choices: tops, blouse, button-up shirt bottoms, slacks, knee-length skirt shoes, closed-toe flats or heels. Confidence building techniques through your wardrobe. Your wardrobe can be a powerful tool to boost your confidence. When you feel good in what you wear, it shows. Here's how to make your outfit work for you. 1. Fit matters. Choose clothes that fit well. Oversized or too tight outfits can make you feel self-conscious. 2. Accessorize smartly. A statement necklace or a watch can add a personal touch without being too flashy. 3. Practice your look. Before the job fair, try on your outfit and practice walking and sitting in it. This will help you feel more at ease. How your outfit can influence first impressions. First impressions are formed in seconds. Your outfit can either open doors or close them. Here's how your choice of clothing can impact how others see you. 1. Professionalism. A polished look shows that you take yourself seriously. It tells employers you respect the opportunity. 2. Approachability. A friendly outfit can make you seem more approachable. This is important when networking. 3. Confidence. When you look good, you feel good. This confidence radiates and can make a lasting impression.